The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Kicking off the Fishing and Outdoor Report, as we do each and every week, we head over to the Madison Chain. That's where we find Gene Dellinger from DNS Bait and Tackle. And Gene, with the weather, has turned out to be an absolutely joyous thing for us to get out there and partake. And it looks like temperatures are going to stay in that 60s and 70s with overnight lows in the 40s and 50s. I got to believe that fishermen are having some fun out there.
Things are definitely changing. Water temp, the surface temp on Mendota this morning was 69 degrees, so that's continuing to cool down. Still getting some pretty good fishing as far as perch reports go on Mendota. The fish have moved a little deeper, as much as 30 feet of water. The walleye guys are having some success still out on the bars and stuff. Still a lot of shorter fish. Muskie action seems to be picking up as far as a lot of fish movement. Fish are showing themselves. Not a lot of fish are taking the bait, but that's going to start here pretty soon.
Hey, Gene, what's your experience? I mean, obviously, we're not there. We're not even close to it being there yet where the changeover takes place. But what is your experience with, like, the fish? When do they, like, stop biting? Or what's the last species of fish that typically, you know, will stop biting? I heard somebody mention that muskies are the ones that will kind of hang around the longest. Is that true?
I don't know. I guess my generic experience is, you know, once the lake turns over, which usually we're looking at in the mid to slightly above mid-50s, the lake usually will turn over, the waters get pretty turbulent. And the fishing is pretty slow for a week or two until the water stabilizes again. And I just find it to be kind of the case with most of the species. Okay. I don't know that one is more active than the rest.
Okay. All right. So we basically you're looking at a period of time where the fishing is not great, and then I guess the hope is shortly after that to get ice on the lake, right?
Well, you know, typically, once the lake turns over, the water stabilizes, the fish will get active again. And there can be, depending on the year, there can be still, you know, a few weeks before we get open water, a few weeks of actually good fishing. Not necessarily comfortable, you know, because it's going to be a little cooler out there. But yeah, usually we can get a couple, three, four good weeks of fishing yet before the lakes freeze over.
Now that's what it's all about. Is there any change over from a bait standpoint going into this time of the year, or is everything pretty much stay consistent?
We'll be a lot more live bait as far as minnows go. Bigger minnows, too, you know, going in once the lake turns over, the water cools down. The fish tend to start feeding a little more, at least that's the theory. Mm-hmm. And bigger bait oftentimes is what guys are looking for.
All right, so for folks coming to the chain and they want to find you guys, where are you?
We were up on the northeast side of town. We're about three blocks from the Warner Bay Boat Landing. We're at 1411 Northport Drive. They can call us on the phone at 608-241-4225 or check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Gene, always a pleasure. Thanks again for the update.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking for some great fishing this time of the year, you might want to head over to Little Green. Todd joins us right now from the landing. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, what's it been like at the landing the last couple of weeks? We've seen those temperatures come down, which means those water temperatures are coming down. More pleasant to be out on the lake, and I'm guessing the fish are starting getting ready to put that feed bag on.
Yeah, you know, just as of yesterday, I talked to a guy. He was out. He caught four muskies 2 days ago. So, this is the time of year when you want to get out and muskie fish, for sure.
Right. And so, I know that those muskies, and this is also a great time of the year for muskie fishermen because they're not worried too much about the guys that are running around on the lake with their jet skis.
Right.
Everything.
Yep. This is pretty much just the fishermen out on the lake now. There's a few boaters on the weekends, but pretty much it's all fishermen now.
Is everybody throwing suckers for muskies now?
Just starting. We just got an order in, and last weekend a few guys were getting out, but it was still real hot last weekend. So, you know, as these cooler temperatures come, guys will be dropping suckers down more and more.
What else is going on Little Green? Are the crappies starting to hit at all? What's been going on with walleyes?
I heard crappies and bluegills have been pretty good.
Nice.
A lot of small ones. You got to sort through the bluegills. But yeah, fishing overall has been pretty good.
Yeah, and I know that we're starting to see a walleye bite finally pick up a little bit. At least we've heard it on the chain of lakes in Madison and on Beaver Dam Lake. What about walleyes on Little Green?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot about walleyes. A few here and there, mostly with guys that are crappie fishing,
sure,
catching walleye by accident.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's kind of the way it's been in a lot of our area lakes when it comes to northern. You know, you're out there for bass, you're out there for, you know, crappies, and all of a sudden you're getting nothing but northerns.
Yeah, yep. And guys out here are catching northerns too. You know, there's not a lot of northerns out here, but there's a few.
So what you're telling us right now, Todd, is for the people that really want to go musky fishing, we're coming into a big time of the year on Little Green.
I am going to be out every night musky fishing.
Nice.
Yeah, September. There's usually a week in September that's really good, and I think we are right at it right now.
Beautiful. For folks that are making their way out to Little Green, where do they find the landing?
You know, we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in.
Beautiful. Todd, as always, thanks for the update.
All right, thanks.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernet Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernet Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernets of Juneau for deer processing. Well, he's exactly where you'd expect him to be, and that is out catching fish. I'm talking about Pete Up from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam, who this morning is made his way over to the chain to catch some walleyes and some bluegills. How's it going so far, Pete Up?
Pretty good. I just actually had one on. we are just out vertically digging with the cool weather here. It was like almost 40 degrees this morning, and getting some bites, and we're soon going to go try for bluegills.
Oh, wow. So you've been getting some success then with walleyes. It seems like the one fish that's been a little bit tough so far this year, depending on where you are, especially like up on Fox Lake, has been walleyes.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And some fish now with the cooler weather and the water temps are dropping, should be definitely feeding more and getting your feed day on for some of you.
How long do you think this is going to last, Pete? I mean, obviously, things are always weather-dependent, but typically, how long are you usually out there getting success with open water?
Well, all the way up till ice out, I'm going to keep the boat out a little more longer this year, I think, because some of them bites have just been really good on, like, Lake Geneva, Green Lake, some deeper lakes that take a long time to freeze. So I might be ice fishing and still be boat fishing this year.
That's beautiful. All right, so you told us that you're having success on the chain. What have you heard about, like, with Beaver Dam lately?
Beaver Dam, I've been hearing more guys are getting out there trolling on the edge of structure, more than the mid-lake, actually. And they're finding not all legal walleyes, but they're getting some legal ones mixed in. Still, you know, some catfish, some crappies, occasional perch here and there. But, yeah, it's just been... The fish are just starting to bite, I think.
All right. Pete, have you gone on any other lake lately that maybe we haven't talked about very much that you've had success, or has it been mostly going to the chain?
Winnebago, have gotten some perch there, and and also some perch in that area.
Excellent. Pete, for folks that would like to go out and actually catch fish, that's what you do. How do they get a hold of you with Best Dam Bait and Guide Service?
You can call me at 608-609-2707, or you can find me on Facebook under Pete Hub or Best Dam Bait. And the bait shop is at 1132 Madison Street, open 24/7. So stop on in, get what you need, and get out there, and good luck.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you. Be safe out on the water, Pete, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, Rick. Thanks a lot.
Great time to be out on the water right now. Those water temperatures are nice and cool, and they've been steady for the last couple of weeks. Our local bass guide expert is Rick Wendland, and I'm sure that he's probably loving these water temperatures right now. Rick, have you been successful on our area lakes?
Oh, Rick, I've been doing really well. You know, the last 2 days here has been really windy, but I got home from Vegas and pretty much fished every day, and I got over a six pounder out here on Fox Lake on Sunday.
Nice.
And we went to Park Lake on Monday, and we just slaughtered them over there. So I mean, the fish are just the fish are shallow and the fish are hungry. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so you've been going to Park Lake quite a bit this year. And, I mean, for times, I know it's been feast or famine. But it sounds like when the fish are on, they are on.
Absolutely. I mean, on Sunday out here on Fox Lake, I mean, the boat traffic was everywhere. And there was a lot of guys fishing. And we still did really well out here on Fox Lake. And Park Lake's the same thing. And I had a friend of mine that was on Big Green on Monday as well, and he caught over 40 smallmouth. So,
man.
The fall bite is starting. I mean, I wouldn't say it's full bore now right now, but fish are shallow and fish are hungry, no doubt about it.
Nice. Hey, on the other end of the spectrum, I know you love this time of the year. Have you been out bow hunting yet?
I have not, actually. Yesterday I got out 400 decoys, duck decoys, and restringing them and getting all the ones that I accidentally, quote-unquote, shot up last year shooting ducks. And there was a lot of them with holes in them. I was actually surprised how many decoys I had with holes in them. So replaced all them and getting ready for duck hunting. That's in a couple weeks. But a friend of mine got a 8-pointer on last night, actually.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I was talking to Gary Engberg about this. This really is an outdoors person's paradise right now here in Wisconsin.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, right now is the time to be outside. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Although I do have my first pair of pants on since April today, so it is a little chilly.
Because normally you fish without pants on, right, Rick?
Oh, absolutely. I get a lot of strange looks when I go down the lake, but, yeah. You know, I'm kind of used to it by now.
Exactly. It keeps everything light and breezy. Hey,
right.
Rick. Hey, Rick, for those folks out there that maybe would like to get in a quick bass trip, how do they get a hold of you?
I'd have to be real quick because probably one more week and I'll be done fishing duck hunting. But you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
Hey, keep her safe out there, Rick, and we'll catch up again real soon.
All right, Rick. Have a good day.
You know, fishing is great this time of the year in almost every locale. And one of the lakes in our locale that everybody talks about constantly is Fox Lake, and for good reason. The species, and of course, the amount of people that love to fish there. Dave is joining us right now from Fish Tales. And Dave, I've got to believe that so many people that you know, and yourself included, absolutely got to love this time of the year for fishing.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best time of year as far as I'm concerned. The one real good factor about it is you don't see all the boats and everything you do in the spring, you know.
Sure, sure.
And the fish put on the feed bag this time of year and, you know, getting ready for winter. So the fishing is very good this time of year. It's just very few people doing it.
Hey, Dave, what are people catching the most of right now? I remember you and I talking a couple of months ago, and it seemed like walleye fishing was a little bit of struggle. Has that picked up?
It hasn't picked up on Fox. It has on Beaver Dam.
Right.
But, you know, there's going to be guys starting to target them more as it gets colder, and it will pick up, I guarantee it. If you want to go for walleyes, that's the time of year to do it.
Right. Are people getting a little hotter on the panfish on Fox Lake?
They're getting some panfish. Some guys are actually starting to get some crappies out in the basin, and that's been slow all summer. I know a couple guys did not great, but, I mean, better than normal. But, you know, you just got to move around, and once you find some fish, you just got to sit on them for a while and, you know, pick a few off and move.
Yeah, and from what I'm understanding, as we get that water temperature, watch those water temperatures colder, it does sound like the live bait, again, is the go-to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Try to match the size of the bait that's in the system, and you should do well.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what she's all about. We have a lot of great weeks left.
Oh, yeah.
Of fishing, Dave. We just got to remind those folks that just be patient. And like you said, if you're not seeing success where you are after maybe 15 minutes or so, time to move on.
And that's the mistake a lot of people make. They sit in one spot too long.
Right. Because they, you know what? They come to Fox Lake. They know their, quote, hot spot. Mm-hmm. And if it's not hot at that particular moment, in the back of their mind, they're going to like, well, they're going to hit sooner or later. Well, they're going to hit sooner or later.
Yeah.
No, probably a better idea to just get up and move.
You know, a lot of people are using these new electronics that 360 imaging and live scope or live target or whatever. And people I know that have it, be surprised that you're sitting in your spot, and if you turn that to the right, there's the fish. You
oh,
know, I mean,
sure.
It's just they're there. It's just they're not in the same spot all the time.
Exactly. Now, for folks that are making their way up to Fox Lake, where will they find fishtails?
We're right on Highway 33, right downtown Fox Lake, right next to the bridge on the river.
All I can say, Dave, it's always a pleasure to get caught up with you, brother. You have yourself a great rest of the week, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Wrapping up the Fishing and Outdoor Report, as we do each and every week, is Gary Engberg from that great website, GaryEngbergOutdoors.com. Gary, what can we say? It is the most perfect time of the year for anybody that loves the outdoors.
Oh, I'll tell you, you can't beat it. I mean, no matter, there's so many things you can do, and I'll tell you, but if it keeps staying like it has the last few days, it's just been beautiful. And, you know, we got some cool weather now. It was pretty chilly last night.
Sure.
I had to turn on the heat and put on a down cover, but we're going to have some nice weather here for about anything that the outdoor person would like to do. As far as fishing goes, you know, it's going to be probably some of the best fishing of the year. The springtime is hot, but right now, you know, with the weather coming and getting cooler, those fish know there's less light. So, you know, we have less hours of daylight during the day. So they're, you know, when the temperature going up, they're figuring out that it's getting close to their, you know, their winter time. So there, most fish species, particularly northern pike, muskies, walleyes, bite real good this time of year. And you can, you know, some of your listeners, you know, Lake Winnebago has been doing real good right now. I have some friends who've been out there the last 2 weekends, and they've done very well catching walleyes and saugers. And Winnebago's, you know, a big lake, 25 miles long, 12 miles wide, but it's a great fishing lake and great access to it. It's got boat landings on both sides, on the east side and on the west side. And, you know, it's a good place to go for a day because you never are going to run into anyone because of the size of the lake.
Right.
The Madison chain has been pretty good. Same thing. Monona's a muskie lake. They've been getting some big muskies there. Caganza is another one. Caganza's been real good. My fishing partner, Tony Puccio, has been guiding almost every day there, and they've been doing well on about every species there is. One day they were catching perch. One day they were catching white bass, then a lot of walleyes, northerns, a few small muskies. But a friend of mine the other day was fishing the Wisconsin River below the dam in Sauk City. Got a 49-inch muskie.
Wow.
35 pounds.
Nice.
So they're around, and they're going to be real hungry. So don't put your boat away yet. And then also, too, we got the bow season opened up. You know, the other day, and so you're going to have people out. And I haven't seen that many people in my area out bow hunting yet, but I'm sure there will be. And we have the early, you know, we have an early duck season for blue and green teal. There's an early season that's coming up for them. There's an early season for, let me think, I've got so many of them, but It's just the best time, and especially like weather like we had the last few days make it, you know, it's really enjoyable to be outside. So get all your leaves raked, get all your chores done, and it's a great time to be. I talked to Russ Smith, who's a great guide out of Bolo Junction in northern Wisconsin, and he fishes almost every day, and he said that I think last week they had 7 muskies over 40 inches.
Man, you know, overall, it is the outdoorsman's paradise right now. The other thing that we want to remind everybody that if you're looking for get a lot of information about the outdoors, go to Gary's website. Gary, how do they find you on the web?
You can find me at www.GaryEngberg, Engberg is spelled E-N-G-B-E-R-G, outdoors.com. You got the website. You can call me anytime you want or send me an email, and I'll try and tell you what's going on or, you know, some of the hot spots right now. But, you know, it's time to get ready for everything. It's the best time of the year. I always love the fall. You know, a great fall day to be out, you know, either duck hunting or goose hunting. There's an early goose season, too. And then coming up, you know, the beginning, second week of October, you got pheasant season. So there's a lot of good things to do. And people, just make sure you have all your licenses. Always carry a regulation booklet in your back pocket so you make sure you're following all the DNR laws.
Yep.
And there'll be a lot of wardens out because things are, are going to be heating up, and you know there's been a steady stream of cars going up north even during the week now, and it's just a great time. So try and enjoy it and get out while you can.
All right, Gary, thanks so much for the update. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and now Mako Center Console boats, wants you to stop in and see their impressive showroom. 2021 models are now in, from pleasure boats to fishing boats. All Out Marine has the boat for you. Be sure to visit them for all your boating needs at their location on Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer.